It's Breakfast with Abby and Riley on 94.9 Parafirm. Well, coming up this weekend on the 17th is the annual Festival of Canoe and Kayak in Kangaroo Valley. Here to talk more about the festival is event organiser Dylan Jones from Valley Outdoors. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning.
Now, tell me, how or why or where did this festival come from? I've never really heard of a canoe and kayak festival.
Yeah, great. Well, the Festival of Canoe and Kayak, or the FOC for short, is a celebration of recreational paddling in Australia. And we're just enthusiastic about all things paddling, particularly canoes and kayaks. And the Kangaroo Valley had a pretty hard time, as you most of you know, down on the coast there, about flooding and road closures. And we wanted to make an excuse to get people to come on back, but also to come and celebrate the things that we love to do, which is paddling on one of the most beautiful waterways in Australia.
So tell me, is it only for canoes and kayaks, or are we open to other water... What would you call them? Water transportation devices?
Watercraft. I like it.
We welcome all people-powered, paddle-propelled watercraft. So if you are in a canoe, a kayak, a pack raft, a dragon boat, a sea boat, a river boat, a play boat, an outrigger, a nawi, which is the Aboriginal word for canoe, whatever it is, if it's powered by a human with a paddle, we hope to have it there. And speaking of which, we've got the world record attempt, which is the longest line of people-powered paddle craft on the Shoalhaven River. So we've got up to 40 kilometres of flat water there, and we'd love to have as many people as possible to come along and have a crack at that.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Sounds
so cool.
So, and did you say along the Shoalhaven River? So, like, anyone can come by. If, you know, if we're not going to take part in the FOC Festival, we can come by and still watch you guys line the Shoalhaven River?
Oh, great. So the festival is got ticketed events and free events. And the festival kicks off on Friday night with a ticketed thing called the Eden Canoes Festival Launch. But then on Saturday, there's a range of different experiences, ticketed and free. And on the Sunday, which is when the world record attempt is, there is an Aboriginal corroboree with Gadigal Murraying. We're super excited about that. They're going to have a huge number of dances there. Then we're going to have the world record attempt, a floating concert with a live band. The only way you can watch it is from a canoe or a kayak or other boat. And there's also going to be arts activities for the kids. We've got the Big Fock Hunt, which is a family-friendly scavenger hunt that they can register for online. And most of that stuff on the Sunday is free. There's no need to pay. You can bring along your own boat or you can hire one on the day from one of the great event partners.
Now, Dylan, for people like me who aren't that comfortable or have never ridden a canoe or a kayak or a boat of some sort...
You can tell when he says ridden.
Yeah, totally.
There you go. Can you learn on the day, or is it all about confidence with this festival?
Yeah, great. So across that range of different types of canoes, there's very, very tippy ones and expert ones. So we're going to have our partners from Canoe Polo are going to come along and do an exhibition event, and that's quite a tippy kind of a boat. But at the other end of the spectrum, we've got dragon boats coming up from the Shoalhaven as well. Shout out to the Narrow Water Dragons. And they will be coming along in one of their 40-foot-long boats. And so obviously they're much more stable and lots of room to have a giggle and move around. But canoes are an incredibly inclusive activity. They're ones that are great for people with a range of abilities and experience. And if you're a bit nervous on the day, we've actually got a 30-foot canoe that seats 14 people that'll be there. And if people are nervous, they can jump in one of those to be nice and stable.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And is it too late for people to register?
Not at all. If they go to thefock.com.au, that's thefock.com.au, they can find out heaps of information about what's on. They can buy tickets to the ticketed things. They can register for the other stuff. And they can also just turn up to the free things on the day. And we certainly hope to see them in the Kangaroo Valley.
Thanks for clarifying as well. It's F-O-C-K. A lot of worried listeners for sure. But look, Dylan Jones from Valley Outdoors, he's the event organiser for the Festival of Canoe and Kayak. It's happening on the 17th in Kangaroo Valley. Mate, thank you so much for your time and letting us know what the festival is all about.
No worries. I hope to see you guys there on the weekend. Thank you so much.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.